Good morning. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is John Norton.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. I live up in Saugerties in the Barkley Heights section where you just finished installing cable.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, I shouldn't call it cable.
Well, it's the fiber optic cables. They're still cables.
Fiber. I'd like to have somebody come and talk to me about installing it. I've got some questions on where exactly in the house I can install this, since a couple of your guys that were installing my neighbor's stuff told me you don't run it through walls and ceilings and stuff.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to one of your techs about how to do it. But I'd like to sign up for your service.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely go ahead and get you set up with our installation. And I can also note down any questions that you have for the techs. They can reach out to you and answer all those questions for you as well. The other thing is like they will also come onto the property a few days before your installation, which you won't have to be home for, so that they can also figure out where to best lay that cable, because they'll dig in maybe like 6 to 8 inches at most to lay that cable down so that you don't have any cables just running right into your house. But they will definitely go ahead and figure out the best way to do the installation for you and answer any questions that you have.
There's a box right out on the property line between my mm-hmm. house and neighbor, and there's a telephone pole. And I noticed, and the guys told me that they had strung wire up to the thing, and they can string a wire from the telephone pole to my house rather than bury it.
Yeah, I mean, you do have that option.
I'm not sure which way they want to go. But
well, you do have the option. I can also notate that in the notes if you'd like as well.
Yeah, there's a pole right on the southwest corner of my property. So
okay, definitely. Now just before we
one of your green boxes.
Yes, I think those are what we call our flower pots. Essentially, it's like a junction box, which is where we get the fiber cables and we run it to your home. Yes.
Yeah, I watched them put it in. The address is 11 Birchwood Drive West.
Okay.
And it's in Barkley Heights in Saugerties.
You said Birchwood Drive?
Yeah, Birchwood Drive West.
West, okay. And that's 12477.
Number 11.
Okay. And what is a good phone number in the event that we do get disconnected, please?
845-246-5880.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and get started with that. And if you do hear a couple moments of silence, I do apologize. I'm just typing in your address just to verify that we are servicing, which I believe that we are, but I still have to check through the system.
Oh, I've gotten lots of mailings from you.
Yes, so that's actually part of our notifications that we are here, so to speak. All right, so I do see that you are eligible to receive service at this time. Do you know if, of course you would know, but is this location a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay.
The residence.
All right, and do you know anything about our packages? I can go ahead and explain them to you if you'd like. We do have a few different options available.
Well, I have the gigabyte.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I need, I think.
Okay. And you're currently not receiving service, is that correct?
Not from you.
Okay. Perfect. Now, just
I am having service from Spectrum, but I'm going to discontinue it.
Perfect. Yes. Now, the only thing that I do ask is that you do not contact them to discontinue your service until after our installation is complete. That way you maintain connectivity.
Yeah. No, I planned on doing that.
Perfect.
Now,
well, not everybody knows how important it is.
I was going to not notify them until after I've got your service installed.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it.
The question I had, mm-hmm. and this is what I wanted to ask your installers. is right now Spectrum's cable or coax runs into my house. It's on the same side that you would probably pick to put it in. It's where the electrical service and gas lines and everything else come in.
Yes.
It runs through the basement, which is a standard basement. It runs through the ceiling, and then it goes up a wall and over the ceiling of my den and to the outside wall between my garage and the den. And that's where I have all my computers.
Okay.
And I have my own wireless router. So your guys said they can't fish it through the ceiling and they can't do 90-degree bends. But they can come through the basement, the ceiling of the basement, and come up into the living room, dining room, kitchen.
Yes. There. Yeah, I believe that that would be
sure
possible.
Where to put this thing in the living room.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So placement is really going to be like the main question for you, correct?
I have three holes already drilled in the floor from previous
installations.
Cable TV access. And I still have a cable TV access port in the floor now. So they could easily fish the wire up through one of those holes. But I'm not sure where to put this thing as far as the best location, whether it should be high up or, you know, I've got the TV cabinet, and I got a curio cabinet and a couple other cabinets in the living room. So I'm kind of not sure where to put this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like one of the techs to give me some advice.
Oh, absolutely. I can definitely let them know that, you know, you would like a recommendation as to where to place it. Placement for the modem router combo. Okay, so definitely, we can definitely do that. The techs are very well trained. They'll definitely be able to figure out, you know, okay, where the best placement is. They'll figure out exactly how to run it through, especially if you already have some holes that are available to come up through the basement ceiling. I don't see that as an issue. I think the only reason he said that he wouldn't be able to fish it through the actual ceilings is usually because of those panels. Usually it's like when you're in the basement, it's pretty much, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have open beams essentially, correct?
Yeah.
So at that point, you're not going through drywall. You're not going through like two layers of ceiling at that point. So that's probably going to be the best option for you, and definitely talk to the tech about it. I'll definitely make that note. Okay. So I noticed you said that you have your own router.
Yeah, but I'm going to get rid of it because I don't think it keeps dropping out on me all the time. But I'm not
Yeah,
sure.
That definitely can happen because a lot of companies with their modems that they provide, they're usually incorporated with a router already. So sometimes if you have a separate router, it can coincide. So we do always recommend to use ours, but you do have the ability to use your own equipment if you wanted to. Thing is, like, we wouldn't be able to troubleshoot if you use your own.
Yeah. Now, mine's quite a few years old, and it keeps dropping the connection. And I don't know if that's Spectrum's issue or the router itself has got an issue. But
understood. Yeah, it very well could be either or. I mean, I'm not familiar with their gateways, so I wouldn't be able to answer that. But having worked with technology before, sometimes depending on how old the piece of equipment is, it can definitely drop out on you.
Yeah.
Now, just before we continue, I just wanted to know approximately how large is your home?
Roughly 1,500 square feet.
13 to 15. Okay. So we do typically recommend one extender, which is $7.99 per month if you would like it. If you want to start off with just the router, which is already included in the price, that's perfectly fine. We just recommend one extender to reach those corners of the house that may not be as centrally located for you.
Yeah. I think I'll wait and talk to the techs on that.
Of course.
They ask at the time of installation?
So they may or may not be able to. What else we can do, they can bring one, and then you can contact us and be like, hey, the tech did recommend a Wi-Fi extender, and we'll gladly add that to your account.
Okay.
Okay. I'll make a note as well to bring one just in case, just to see if it's deemed necessary.
Yeah.
Also, did you want to sign up for our phone service? It's essentially like a landline.
No.
That comes through the fiber. Okay.
No,
I just wanted to check.
Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know what the answer is. You've got a router that runs off electrical power, right?
Yes.
So when the power goes out, your router goes out.
Correct. But our fiber would not. So essentially, the only thing is if the power goes out, if you have a generator, you would still have internet and phone service. It would just be a question of powering that modem router, that
gateway.
Yeah,
but if I've got the phone
through the gateway,
the fiber,
correct.
Phone goes out.
Correct, if you don't have a backup power for the gateway.
I've got a landline.
Okay.
So I don't need another phone.
No worries. I just figure I ask.
Okay,
so we're confirming 11 Birchwood Drive West, Socrates, New York, 12477. Yeah. And do you rent or own the property?
Own.
And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. All right. And, John, is it the typical J-O-H-N?
Yes, J-O-H-N.
Okay.
W. Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N.
And what is a good email, please?
Since I'm going to be dropping the other one, I better WICKIEJACK6
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's
WICKIEJACK6.
Perfect. So I'm going to spell it back phonetically, if that's okay. W as in Walter, I as in Igloo, C as in Charlie, K as in Kevin, I as in Igloo, E as in Edward, J as in Jellybean, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, K as in Kite, or Kevin. The number 6 @gmail, is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. I always like to make sure. And the phone number that you provided to me, 845-246-5880, is the best phone number that you'd like on the account?
Yes. That's got a answering machine attached to it.
Okay, perfect.
And it's a landline.
Gotcha. Did you want to add a secondary phone number to
No.
the account? Okay. And then how may we contact you? So we do have 3 options. We have phone, email, and text.
Phone.
Phone? Okay. So do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided? You may revoke the consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, perfect. That way, if there's any questions or letting you know about any account changes or updates or confirming your install appointment, that will come directly to your phone.
Okay.
You also have the option for email as well, if you wanted to do that too.
No, I get too much email.
Okay, understood. I know I lose all of my emails all the time because I have so many emails. It's so easy to miss the important ones.
And I don't want to go with your paperless billing. I'd rather have the bill.
Okay. So that also was going to bring me to the next thing. With the 1 gig fiber internet, it is $79.99 a month. If you were to sign up for automatic payment through your checking account and paperless billing, you'd get a $10 off every month.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to do it for 2 reasons, and one of them is the bill will get lost.
Okay, understood.
And
yeah, because
if somebody hacks your system, you can get from my checking account into everything. So I don't I don't let anybody have access to my account.
Okay, no worries, and that's understandable. Okay.
I have a friend who had her account like completely wiped out.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I hope that everything worked out for her.
Oh, yeah, with Central Hudson, they ended up having to give her money back. But...
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But that is completely understandable as well. Now, as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. If you wanted to bypass that, that would be a $50 deposit.
No, you can go ahead.
Okay. I appreciate that. And it just takes me a moment here. I do apologize. And if you do hear a couple moments of silence, I do apologize. I'm still pulling it up. I'll be asking you for your social in just a moment once I'm done typing in the information that you've already provided, such as your name and your address.
You don't keep my social on file?
No, not at all. Never. Yeah, that's information that we type in once, it gives us the okay, and then at that point, that's when we just get the report number that tells us that you passed or you failed, and lets us know whether you need the deposit. At no point do we ever hold on to the social. Okay, and what is the social, please? I'm ready for you now.
Okay, 133-325-324.
Perfect. And again, using the same primary phone number that you provided today, correct?
Yes.
Great, perfect. So we don't need a deposit at all. So you are all set for that. Perfect. And how did you hear about us at Archtop Fiber, please?
You were in my neighborhood for about 2.5 months.
Yeah, okay, so I'll just say, like...
I saw the trucks coming by, and I saw the guys...
I'll say vehicle decal. Okay, and now I'm going to notate the questions that you had for the text here. So I stated that the Spectrum coaxial runs into the home through the basement, goes up a wall and over the ceiling of the den, and that the tech said that they can't do 90 degree or fish through ceilings, would love the tech to recommend placement for gateway, and that you already have holes drilled in the floor from the basement for easier installation.
Yeah, they're in the living room area. There's three spots, which is where I used to have the TV.
Okay.
They're big enough to take a standard coax cable.
Okay. And then I'm putting down that the southwest corner of the home has a phone pole if they wanted to run through that.
Yeah, the southwest corner of the property. It's between my house and what's this? D13. Yeah. It's between the pole sits physically on the property line between 11 and 13. The two house numbers.
Okay.
And there's the little green pot that you guys have.
Exactly.
Next to it.
Okay, so I'm putting down, please speak with homeowner to...
So however they want to bring it to the house, that's up to them. If they want to dig a trench, that's fine. If they want to just, string it from the telephone pole straight to the house, I don't care. I'll leave that up to them.
Okay. I'll put it's up to the tech if they want to do it aerial or buried.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So with that being said, I do have a couple of authorizations and disclosures to go through with you, if that's okay. Awesome. So just a couple more things. We'll be set. I'll let you get back to your day. I'll confirm the scheduling because that will come up next. But at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, that little flower pot, prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part of the install, as what will happen is they're just going to come onto the property, see if they want to run an aerial with that pole that's over on the southwest corner of the property, or if they want to bury it in the yard. It's usually, if they do decide to bury it, it's usually only 6 to 8 inches. It's not very deep.
Okay.
And they will, of course, cover it back up and make it try to look as much as originally done. If required, a temporary drop, meaning the drop cable, the cable that they bury, may be laid on the ground. What will then happen is that we will help to coordinate the cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Now, as I stated before, if you currently have a service provider, please be sure to not cancel your service until we fully install your services, as we want you to maintain consistent connection. That's usually what we recommend.
Okay.
The gateway, the modem router that we provide, and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of your service. At that time, you will receive a return kit, essentially a box with a label to send it back to us, to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. Of course, if you decide to cancel service or if you have to move and you no longer need the service, then at that point, that's when that would come up. For any questions that you have or may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided today. So you will receive about two emails to your email address stating that you can sign into your online portal if ever you have to, if you want to check your bill, upgrade your service. You can also always give us a call as well. That's not an issue there either.
Okay.
But you will have access to do things yourself if you would like. So it will send you an email asking you to set up your password. And from that point on, you'll have a lot of access to seeing your monthly payment or like pay your bill online if you want to. So there's plenty of options there.
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Perfect. I do appreciate that. And so now we're getting to the scheduling. When would you like your service to start? Or at least be installed?
Whenever you can.
How does Monday the 17th sound?
Let me just check my...
No, I've got my doctor's appointment that day. Dr. Pandolfo.
Wait a minute. Let me check my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
The 17th? No, I can't. Well...
The only day that week would be Friday the 21st.
That week is going to be kind of bad.
Okay. Because we do have the option of 8 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m. It's usually only about an hour to an hour and a half long.
Can you make it the 18th after sometime in the afternoon?
Yeah, we have 1 p.m. or 3 p.m. available.
Let's make it 3 p.m.
Okay. So Tuesday the 18th at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And I will also remind them to please give you a call to answer any questions that you may have. Perfect. All right. And so, of course, the email is wikijack6@gmail.com. You will receive an email also for confirmation of that. Your phone number is 845-246-5880. And that is the best way to reach you for the confirmation as well, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I went ahead and I confirmed that. Your installation has been successfully scheduled, and we do appreciate your business, and you are all set. Is there anything else that I can help with today other than helping you set up for install?
No, that's it.
All right, perfect. Well,
So they'll install and start the service on the same day?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's all in one shot. It's not like, oh, they're coming to install and then you have to wait a couple of days for the service to start. No. So once the tech confirms that everything is properly installed and works, then you are all set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they'll be right there. They'll help you set everything up. If you need Wi-Fi help, they're pretty welcoming with that too.
Do you have a preset Wi-Fi ID or do we select the ID?
So actually, it is customizable. There is a HomePass app that you can download on your smartphone if you have one, or any smart device, really. And you would actually be able to go ahead and edit your settings yourself if you would like at that point. The tech will also show you. I've seen them help with setting up on the HomePass as well.
Okay.
But typically, we do have the generic where you'll see it would be like Archtop and then a certain number. The tech will show you exactly where to find that.
Oh, okay.
Usually it's on the back of the gateway, though.
Oh, okay. And the password is?
It's also going to be on the back there.
Okay.
They'll definitely help you out with that as well if you do have any questions on how to connect. They can kind of give you at least the general ways of how to connect your devices. So, for example, they'll show you where the password is. They'll show you, or they can help you set it up as well. They're pretty great with that. They're very helpful.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Did you have any other questions for me today?
No.
All right. Well, then in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you very much, and you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.